Okay.
All right, we are recording. If you'll begin by stating your full name and title or association with the event, please.
My name is Sarah Seidel. I'm on the Ferris Board of Directors, and I organize the concert season.
Well, Sarah, I understand we have a special tradition coming back there to the Ferris Theater. What can you tell us about this event that's set for Monday, December 8th?
Well, we sure do. It's the Holiday Brass Ensemble, and they are members of the Kansas City Symphony. And, oh, they've been coming periodically, and when we don't include them in the series, people say, oh, you've got to include them. They're a holiday tradition. Please invite them back.
Well, wonderful. Well, let's talk about this holiday performance. What kind of music can we expect that evening?
They present a nice, fun variety of music. They present traditional Christmas music, and then they turn it around, and it's fun, and they even do sing-alongs.
Wonderful. Now, I want to ask you, I understand there is a former Richmond resident involved. What can you tell me about him?
He's I want to say a minor celebrity, but he's almost a major celebrity. His name is Steve Seward, and he and his family have been musicians, and they spent a lot of time. His parents were teachers, and they taught in a lot of school districts, and Steve was a tubist here in Richmond, and we kind of claim him as our own.
Very good. Very good. Good to welcome him back. Okay, well, let's remind people the day and time of the show, how they get tickets and that sort of thing, Sarah, if you will, please.
Sure. The show, the Holiday Brass Performance, is Monday, December 8th at the Ferris. The concert begins at 7:30. The doors open at 6:30. The tickets are available at ferristheater.com or at our box office in Richmond.
Very good. Anything else that we need to talk about or anything we may have overlooked that you would like to add?
There's sort of a fun thing going on. The symphony members are conducting a master class, and that's a situation where an event where students are invited from area high schools, Richmond and Hardin, are going to participate. They get to spend an hour, a little bit better than an hour, with the musicians working on the instruments that they play in their high school bands. The trombone players will work with the trombonist and so forth. So that's a really cool opportunity for the high school students.
Absolutely it is. Now, is that something that you guys have done in conjunction with this event in the past?
No, this is new.